even though you can have a password word and such, it's not necessary. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be terrifically safe when it comes to people getting into your records and data and such.
Yes, as far as security is concerned, in both computers and the way we live, there is absolutely nothing that can't be gotten at. There is absolutely nothing that is sacred. And we'll run through a few things today that will give you an example. Now,
well, why? May I ask a question first?
Why is nothing sacred?
No, why invent a password if it's all a joke?
Well, a password's a bit like a key, but a key in its own right is of no use to a house if you care to break through the window.
Fair enough.
Or if you care to copy the key or borrow it or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, passwords are necessary, but people seem to feel that, oh, well, I have a password and everything's fine. Companies are losing millions of dollars all the time, and individuals' privacy is being invaded without even them knowing about it. But you don't even need a password. Take, for example, the postman delivering your telecom bill. Automatically, we know who you've been calling, or your mobile telephone bill lists every number. So you know what you're doing and for how long, and at the office, everything is... these days in large offices, all the phone numbers are listed and they can tell who you call, etc. But there are ways around it, you see. So in our discussion today, we'll talk about ways around it, not so that people can become data thieves, but so that they understand how things work. Now, if we take the password problem, most passwords are so simple, it's usually someone's name, cat, dog, or something or other. So we've got to tell people that never use your name, never use numbers only, and beware of trap games. Now, a trap game is when someone gives to you a software product and says, hey, how would you like to play golf? And they'll give you the golf game, and that game actually captures every single keystroke that you've keyed in all week, and then it'll fall over, and you'll say to them, gee, my golf game doesn't work anymore. And they'll say, oh, let me come and fix it for you. And while they're fixing it, they're actually extracting all the keystrokes, and amongst those keystrokes will be all the errors, including all the passwords that you've keyed in that week. So that's one way of doing it. And I'll just give you some examples.
That's depressing to begin with. Okay.
Oh, it is. It sure is. So
so are you saying when it comes to a password, make it, you know, three words, letters and a number or something like that, but something that has nothing to do with,
yes,
with a name or something, obviously...
Well, names are notoriously easy to pick up. For example, an average dictionary on disk has about 60,000 words in it. And if your password is summer or dog or cat or even anything longer, the computer can scan through those in a matter of hours, crack the password.
Mm.
Now, all the MIS managers, the computer people out there listening to this think, oh, yes, but it's not that easy. But I'll only equally say, oh, yes, but it is, you know. You can crack anything.
Okay.
Now, for a simple password that has two digits, you have 1,300 combinations, but you can crack that in 4 hours at worst case. And a four-digit password has 1,700,000 characters, and you can crack that in about 6 months if you apply the normal manual labour to it. But if you apply a very fast computer to it, then in a matter of seconds, it can be one. Now, people say, oh, yes, but what about if it had 10 digits and it has 3,700 million, million combinations? Well, equally, take a look at Lotto. I mean, the chances of winning Lotto are so remote, but yet people still win them every day. So imagine if, say, the Russians wanted to crack a Pentagon code. All they had to do is run a Lotto on it, and somebody's bound to actually crack a code on how to launch a nuclear missile, because in Australia we find it, and in the US and Paris, France, I mean, people win Lotto all the time. Now look at the remoteness of that. So we're talking about probabilities and possibilities, and the point is there's also another thing called MIMO, Mathematics In, Mathematics Out. Any program that has used mathematics to encrypt itself can use mathematics to reverse encrypt itself or decrypt itself. So a few things for people to watch out is don't leave your PC switched on the weekend if you have a modem, because people can track you. A lot of companies don't realise that weekend access is one of their worst times, and what people tend to do is either steal data or use their phone network. So often, if you know the right numbers, you can talk to your whole family overseas all weekend, courtesy of somebody else's phone bill, you see. A lot of people have been caught on that, but that's how Steve Jobs, who started Apple, became a little bit well-known in the early days, many years ago, because he was selling the black box, and the black box was something that you can connect to a computer and... enable you to get into, say, the ABC radio switchboard and dial home, and they used to have party lines all over the place.